all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle King Robeson is on travel today. We're going to talk about the five tips that you need to know to be able to achieve safe and successful online dating. Okay, raise your hand if you've had nightmares with online dating. Yep, there it is. All across Her Radio land, we have big questions about this. Rob Weiss is our go-to expert on all things digital technology and the internet and human sexual relations. Rob is the Senior Vice President of Clinical Development with Elements Behavioral Health. You know I'm the Senior Science Advisor there, so I get to play with Rob. And we have many sandboxes we play in. So Rob is the author of a go-to book. Come on, everyone out there, go buy this. Closer Together, Further Apart, The Effect of Technology and the Internet on Parenting, Work, and Relationships. All right, let's get to this online dating thing. How do you cut through it? How do you make online dating safe and successful, Rob?
Well, you know, Dr. Peek, I want to say, first of all, that how much our world has changed, just really quickly, because when you and I were growing up, the idea of someone placing a personal ad was shameful. You know, that was a desperate person who would put themselves up in the public arena for dating. I mean, don't they know someone from church? And yet, you know, now we see, you know, now I have friends, women friends in their 50s and 60s and 70s who are separated or single in some way, and they're going out and dating and having a grand time. So I think it's a great opportunity, especially for older women, in my opinion, to find their way back into the dating world. But I do have five tips for you to keep people safe if you want to go through them.
Okay, let's rock and roll. Five gifts. Well, go for it.
Number one, you got to focus on what you want. You know, if you're looking for a long-term partner, make sure that's how you put yourself out there. If you want a short-term partner, put that out there. Make sure you know the kind of site you're going on and place you're putting your information up on. So, in other words, make sure that what you say and where you go caters to what you're really looking for. That would be my first point. Don't put the wrong information on the wrong site because you're going to get the wrong experience.
Okay, so focus on what you want. Okay, focus on what you want is the first one, everyone. The next one is?
Be honest, mostly. In other words, I heard this great recommendation for online dating, which is don't post your best New Year's Eve party photo in your most beautiful dress. Don't do that. Post just an average picture of yourself, because if someone runs into you and you don't look like that, you know, photo that you spent 3 hours making up for and 4 hours putting on a dress for, they're not going to be interested in you. So pick a variety of photos of yourself, not simply something that shows you at your absolute best.
Oh, I love that. And really, it's become a big joke out there. You know, men, put the toupees away. Okay, let's just see your head. And women, quit showing, you know, people your 20-year-old picture when you're 55. This is not working. And it goes on and on. It also says a lot about how desperate people are. I mean, they really, really want someone, and they have this fictitional, you know, idea about you have to look like Kim Kardashian, and you've got to, you know, look like Brad Pitt or something to be able to score a date or something out there. And I think your point is fabulous, because people want real people. They really do. And I think
they
that
meet real
works.
People. You know, they don't want to meet someone who says one thing, says they look one way, and then they show up and there's something that immediately creates distrust. So I'm not saying don't lie about a few years or a few pounds, but keep it within reason.
So we've got focus on what you want, be honest. Now what's the third one?
Really work hard on that profile that you're going to write for your dating, you know, the how you're going to describe yourself, you know. Make sure that they can, you know, really get a sense of what's important to you, what you value, what your values are, what, you know, if you're looking for a one-night stand, don't put up that you're looking for a long-term relationship and vice versa. So be really clear about, you know, your religious beliefs, your spiritual, put it out there. Let people know who you are and make good decisions
I love
from the
it.
Beginning about it.
I love it. Okay, the number four.
Search with purpose. There are always lots of parameters within these sites about the height, the weight, the size, the religious preference, you know, the race, whatever it is that you feel works for you in dating, make sure you narrow your searches to people that you really want.
Okay, and you know, I call those deal breakers. For instance,
right.
Like, you know, smoking. I mean,
smoking,
if you smoke three packs a day, you know, you may be the nicest guy in the world, but, you know, not so much. Because
no,
it's just, come on. It just doesn't, you know, and you know something? It's the way of the world. And the fifth one is?
Be safe. When you go out for that first date, and you do have to have a first date, by the way, and this is sort of a sixth, but you don't really want to date someone online for more than a couple of meet and greets before you really need to go out and meet them. And the reason is you don't want to start to have feelings about someone that you end up in, you know, you really start having feelings and you're meeting them. So, you know, make sure that you have had a good introduction online, but make sure to go and meet somewhere within a reasonable amount of time and be safe. Go out and meet for coffee. Tell your friends where you're going, you know, and how they can get a hold of you and who you're going out with. Don't show up at someone's apartment or in a private place with someone you don't know, even though you feels like you know them because you've been spending so much time online.
What are red flags when you're sitting there at Starbucks for that first coffee? You said red flags, you know, things you got to look for. So what are they?
Well, like I think red flags, everyone has different red flags, but I think the things that I would look out for is, does someone show any interest in me? You know, are they asking me questions about me, or they only want to tell me all about them? That's a big question I would be looking at, especially with men who tend to be a little self-focused. I would really want that man
not a little.
Tell me something about you.
Not a little, Rob. Oh, my God.
I mean, trust your gut. I mean, I think every woman I've ever worked with has an innate sense when someone feels comfortable and safe with someone. And that sense can be overridden by someone being really clever, really, you know, funny, really sexy. But trust your gut. You know, if somebody doesn't feel right to you, they're not right for you.
And I think that's incredibly important. We've only heard about so many of those nightmare scenarios out there where, you know, women are stalked and all the rest of it. And I think women overshare. They're giving out a lot of information. There's something else, too.
Yes.
These guys can do due diligence. They'll look at your Facebook page. They know what's going on. You know, if you're spilling out way too much out there, you're the one who's the expert on the internet. And you know, if it's TMI out there and in the virtual world, they're going to find out. And next thing you know, you find someone at your front door, and that's pretty creepy. So,
and
you know,
we want to watch those nude selfies.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, here's the reality. A lot of people are sending out, about 30% of Americans online dating or having sex are sending nude pictures of themselves. So this is not a kind of freakish, odd, perverted thing. This is becoming a cultural norm. So if you decide that you want to send some part of your body for someone to see, please don't send it with your face attached. You can send your legs, you can send your midsection, you can send your face, just don't send them all to connected, because once someone has a picture of you entirely naked in their camera, then they can put it on Facebook and send it to everyone you work with.
Yeah, and it can also stoke up some, you know, if you got a psychopath or some sexual predator, it can really get them going. Oh, yeah, blackmail in a huge way.
Oh,
so really, at the end of the day, we've got... Oh, go ahead.
I just want you to know that there is an internet site for women who, and they can look this up, women who have been violated dating on the internet. There are sites, there are support groups for women who have had that experience, whether they've been blackmailed or experienced abuse on the internet related to dating, and they can Google, you know, dating problems for women, and they will find it.
Right. Okay, phenomenal. We have 5 tips for safe and successful online dating. Focus on what you want. Be honest. Post a good online dating profile. Search with purpose and be safe. We can't thank you enough. Rob Weiss, the author of Closer Together, Further Apart, The Effect of Technology and the Internet on Parenting, Work, and Relationships. His website is Robert Weiss, WeissMSW.com. Thank you for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Listen to Her Radio and all the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.